No, a ver, nada de. Hello, everybody.
Hello, Rabbi Luba.
Oh, we hear a response. Okay, I got scared a minute ago. My computer wasn't working, but Baruch Hashem, it started to work. I don't know. I was on a Zoom before. Maybe we didn't hang up properly. So it was stuck in somebody else's Zoom. In trouble. Okay. Right. So, we are here. So we were trying to work out yesterday. We got stuck on a question, and that is that we thought we had a possible answer, but what was the question? The question we had was, is that Tavis in his first Kasha asked that neither should Teoser. Just like Akhazisha, should be a Din Dasra. Tavis doesn't explain what the source of Nasra is by Akhazisha. So it seems that Tavis holds Spashit. Tavis otherwise, we said that if Tavis has a, if the source isn't clear, so first you explain Akhazisha and then you explain. Think whether it applies to neither. So then, Taiva's answer, his first answer is because it's lo dami da'achazishto. And the Rosh is Lashon is ain the meiliv. Can't learn out. The second Latin Teretz is that the reason why we say Nesra by achazishto is because of Darkei. So we were asking. That what Tavis is really doing is making up a new source for Achaz Ishto, but whatever happened to the old source? So Bishlama, if Tavis would have spoken out in his question what the source was, so he would imply it's not so poshiv that there's a source. Okay, so then in his answer, he's saying that the source that I thought in the Kash is not the right, not right. But if Tavis doesn't even speak out in his question. What the source of Nesra is. He doesn't even quote a Gemara that says it. He just says he doesn't even, so he makes it sound like it's a Dover Pashat. So then it's a little funny. Obviously his source and his Hamina wasn't Darkei Nayam because then it wouldn't be saying in his answer. It wouldn't do all the Arichas in his answer. So then what happened to this? What happens in the Maskana to the source of his Havamina? Right? That was our question. So Aaron Hertzberg, I know he's not here. Oh, he is here.
No, I'm here.
Okay.
My camera's having trouble.
Okay. The camera's having trouble. Fine. So Aaron Hertzberg said that there's this Rabbeinu Peretz. I'd like to read it inside. And he was claiming that Rabbeinu Peretz is mashma. That in his Havamina, he thought that the source that it's not, we thought, at least I thought, that that the Havamina had to be learning out from a Pasuk. Either you're learning out from Halal, or that Gemara on Daf Lamed is a Drasha. Call Yavama, Shein Ani Garda, Yavama, Yavala, it's somehow a Drasha. So so Aaron said, that if you look at the
What was
Lasha,
the first Havana Rebbe said? If
what?
it's not a drasha, what is it? Rebbe said two possibilities,
No,
a drasha or.
two. No, it's a drasha. Just two different possible drashas. Either it's a drasha from Aleha, the pasuk of Aleha, which we learn on Daf Gimel to make a Ptura Er, but a path is the herself and the Tzara, or on
Right.
Daf Lamed, which where the Gemara of Nesra is a different drasha. Because in Lamed, Rav sort of quotes it from a pasuk. Rav says, the Lashon and so he's sort of putting it in the words of the pasuk. And I don't know how exactly.
Could it be in the word Aleha?
Okay, it could be, but it's not the same drasha as the
Torah.
Grand Daf Gimel, that they're learning out Allah Mitzvah. The Gemara Daf Gimel is like it's a hekesh of Allah, right? That's a different drasha. But
Okay,
okay,
either way, it's a drasha.
That's what I would have thought, that it's something that Rav, it has some kind of drasha over there in Ladav. That's what I thought was the pashas, even though I don't see what the drasha is. But the fact that Rav is quoting it.
Rav's just adding on to the Mishnah. And the Gemara asks on Rav, what is Rav even adding on? It's a Beferish Mishnah that says Nesra.
Right.
So that's in the case in the field of Shina. I'm saying, but that's not even Rav. I'm saying it's the Mishnah.
But the Maisa, that he uses the Lashon, you know, that he uses the Lashon of the Pasuk, call Yavama, Shani Karibah, Bishasa Fila, Yavama Yavarel. So it sounded like, when I read the Gemara, that he sort of feels that's the Mashmos of Yavama Yavarel, that it's Mutter Bishasa Fila. Okay, I'm not pushing it. You don't have to like it. You know, I just wonder what would have been the pashtus before.
I'm just saying, how did Rebbe read the Mishnah? That's all I'm asking.
Mishnah says it's in Nesra, but the Mishnah doesn't tell you a source. Now we want to know what the source of Nesra is.
So why did the Gemara say, I'll tell you what Rav's teaching us, the source.
Okay, but that's not what Rav was coming to teach you, the source. He doesn't say that this is the source. I'm not saying that was Rav's agenda to teach you the source. But the fact that the Rav said it this way makes it sound like that it's somehow that there's something in the words of Yavama Yavadal. Okay, that's what I thought. I'm very likely to be wrong. And I only thought that because I don't have any source for Nesra. I don't think you can learn from the Gemara and Daf Gimel, because then it would have automatically a Ptur Tzara, because it's Aleha and Itzor gets a Ptur Tzara. And we pointed out that at least Tysus is Lashon, notwithstanding other people disagree. But the Lashon of Tysus and the Rush is Mashma, that Tysus wants to have it, is only asking us Nesra, he's not asking us Ptur Tzara. And I think also that the Rosh Hashimahs bring that there's a din nesra even by non-Ptur Tzara, non-Ptur Erba, maybe by, I don't remember what the case was. Saita, I don't remember. But they have a case of nesra. So I thought that, okay, that Rav is Mashma, that there's some drasha. So the Arantinid, and then we have this gotcha. There's a drasha. So how can Taitis, if Taitis read the Gemara and Aflamid, in his Havamina, that Rav's making a drasha. So, you know, then in his answer, he sort of like has to tell us it's not a drasha. Like he should have at least spoken out.
Can Rabbi please read the Rabbeinu Peretz inside, because I don't see what Hertzberg was saying.
Yeah, okay, so let's read it. So I'm not sure he's right, but I'm not saying let's read it inside. So it says, so I sent it last night. Tema, litne nami nida, she'ein ruya b'shas nefila. In other words, nida is also a case where...
Excuse me, where are we?
There was a,
where in this thing you sent out to us? I don't see it.
What?
Where are we?
I didn't send it last night. I didn't send it, I know.
I have it. I just wonder where on the page we are. In the second column,
on
the top?
The second column, Rabbeinu Tysus, Maram, Rabbeinu Peretz.
Yeah.
Second column. On the first page, second column. The first word is Atzara.
Okay, good. Okay.
Sorry. So it says, Tema, Litne Name Nida. In other words, why doesn't our Mishnah list Nida? Shana Ruya B'Shas Nefila. With a common Perek David Alkin, Omar Rav, call Yavama Shani Karba Shasafida Yavama Yavadao, Kareik Eshusach Shesha Banavasura. So his kasha is that based on the Din Nesra, it should have a, even if it sounds like he wants to have even a Ptur Sara. Yesh Leimar, the Aina writes in the Shanos and a Masha Oselo Umutri Amo. And he does certain chol item. So this answer is pliat suma.
Behold,
because it sounds like he's saying that really nida should be in the Mishnah. It's just not in the Mishnah because it's even though the din is true, but it's different because it's also to everyone. Right? That's what he says in the footnote. That the Gemara did his answer. What?
The Mishnah is thematic. It's only a theme of
right.
all but those that are also to him.
That neither would pater herself and the tzara, and it would be usher, nesra.
That's not assuming only she's a nida at the time that the husband dies, or she right. comes.
No, only at the time. It has to be nesra at the time shas nefila pasha. But even that is plia because it's not like it's so infrequent. Women are nidos, so the you know there's pashim shad is Rabbeinu Peretz knew the halacha. I mean this is a you know the probably you know extremely common case that a husband dies and his wife is a nida. Does she need chalitza or doesn't she need chalitza? Does she pater the tzara or doesn't she pater the tzara? So to say that it's his answer is saying that a nida would pater the tzara and herself. I mean, what he does, he's debating that basic halacha. It just sounds so strange to say that. So I don't know. The other choice, what I would be inclined, that's what he says in the bottom. Milosh Rabbeinu near Tiras Esterday, footnote 140. The Nida Be'emes Nasar Sayibim. And a Shatana lo Shoda so Behaja Zayin Tesbam Noshim, Mishim de Lodam in the Shah Rais. Okay, I mean, it doesn't even spell out that you're she's mutter. And the question is, when he wants to say that it should be when the Rabbeinu Peretz asks Akasha that litnei nida, does he mean nida should as far as all the deem of the Mishnah?
Pashup shot.
That's pashup shot. And the other way being daichik, because he meant only as far as that you can't do yibo. But then I don't get out of that. Then you should list chai velava say also. Okay, I don't know. Yes, so it's very strange.
You can't ask a kasha that you should put in the mishnah if it doesn't fit the halachos of the mishnah.
Yeah, I hear. Okay, so it's very. So it sounds like he's saying that, but it just is very strange that this first tarot should hold such a thing. You know, there's. It's like you know, didn't the Rabbeinu Peretz know ma'isim v'chol yom? That's not true. Okay, I don't know. Okay,
just as a side point in his answer. He could have just given an answer that it's not going to be Shayach and Tzara's Tzara, which would be an answer that the Gemara already gives. Instead of being Mechadish, Kedushim, you know, that the Mishnah doesn't want to say this, doesn't want to say that. The Maya says it's not going to be Shayach and Tzara's Tzara because they're also to all the brothers.
But did everyone say that answer or that was a Machlokes?
What, in the Gemara?
Yes, sorry.
That much I don't remember.
Because I think the Gemara said that only to answer why going to Ra, you know, why.
Wait, doesn't the Rush bring Gemara that says that you have to do Chalitza? That you can do Chalitza?
Okay, so we realize that the Rabbeinu Peretz is definitely arguing over here. He's arguing on them.
Right, it's not just that he said you can do Chalitza, but everyone, even the Russian it's Havamina, thought that she's Kuka. And that after she goes to the mikvah, she's also the shuk, always. And when she goes to the mikvah, you can do yibum. I mean, maybe you can't do yibum because it's nesra, but she's zakek lechalitza, and she's also the shuk, and she doesn't pop to the tzara. No one ever questioned that. But okay, let's go further. Okay, yes. Okay, v'rima farish the nida shard of yumet. That neither is mother. To my time with the Rav Lekamet, call you Bamachani Karibo Shazapino. What's the reason for Rav that we say Nestra? You should. Shemoy says, Strikha, Haptimoy says, Strikha, the Osiguna. Tidra Kakotaki, no, I'm calling the Sifa of the Shadow. The whole reason for it rives in is because of a svara of Darkenaya. Hilkom nida sheshon the takan akar shetitvo, but nida that she's going to become mutter later. Ain lachos said our type is said slightly different. Our type has said that there's no darkening known by nida because
she's also anyway to her husband.
She's also to everyone, right?
Well, he picks on the husband.
He says slightly, he says different. He says because she'll be mutter later. So that's not a lack of, they don't have a problem with Iguna.
And he mentions that she'll be usher the husband, like the Rush, I think, mentions that. Doesn't Rush mention that, I think?
Okay, I don't remember.
I know, but we talked about that the choshev for scenarios where she definitely she has
the rabbeinu
vestas and
the rabbeinu parents. So funny because you could have an achos isha also who is omedes to die, and we still say nesra. But okay,
but yeah, anyway, but so by achos isha you can't make a plug. You can't say okay, this achos isha, you know, lucky the sister's going to die in 2 months, or once you. You know, it's in the Chayah Dachanam. That would be a chesaron in the Dachanam also to say that.
Okay, I don't know, but all right, I hear. I have the need of sheish, but the kodash the titbo, ain't allowed to say, okay. The Raya, it's not even to Raya. The Iker Tan, and so apparently he's debating. Beforehand, it is obvious he thought that Rav's din was not from Darkenaya. And now he's saying that Rav's din is from Darkenaya. Now, we don't know, this is where we are and gets in. If his Havamita, when he thought that Rav's din is not from Dark Yom Noam, where did he think Rav's din comes from? So he says, okay, so now let's read. The Baraya, the Iker Tam, the Rav, Hainu Mikro, the Darkecha, Dark Yinaya. I'll prove to you that the Iker reason is from Dark Yinaya. So the common parakeshma is just part of the nasa mesim kechai mekavachomer. Okay, so you see the Gemara uses as far as dark in that. Fine. The email says the Rav Gemara Gemirele. The lo mikaya chaposik. Laisi milsa the Rav. Okay, so here, so what he emails the Rav Gemara Gemirele. That's the other side of, you know, of not darkening up.
One second. Well, maybe he's talking about the Chakir of Rav Elchanan, similar Siba.
No. He's not making up a new Chakir.
He's telling us it's Drachel Darkening Noyam, and I'll prove it to you that it's Siba.
No, that doesn't. It's not. He's not. He's having Barshav Shad is. He says Beraya is. That to the read, Beraya, the Iker Tam, the Rav, Hani Kodar Chekar Darkenaya. And now he's bringing the Raya. So he's explaining the Raya that the Re is right and his Havamina was wrong. So his Raya is.
Wait, this is going in the Re?
He's bringing a Raya to the Re. The Re said that the reason for Nesra is Darkenaya. The Rabbeinu Peretz in his Havamina thought that the reason for Nesra is something else. So he says, if you're going to say like my Havamina, that the Nesra is from something else, Gemara Gemirida, so why didn't that Gemara quote Rav? The quote the din of Nesra. The fact that
how do you learn a different way and he have a Gemara the other way and he's bringing a Raya to the Re? And he set up a whole Nesra, and he didn't know the Gemara until the Re brought down Darkenayim.
The Gemara, I can't answer that question. It could be that there is two Svaras, but he's saying the fact that the Gemara used the Svara Darkenayim, and they didn't, maybe the time you thought that over there you have also, there are two Svaras. In that particular Gemara, there's a Svara Darkenayim. But even when you don't have the Svara of Darkenaya, there's a Svara of Nesra, which is learned from whatever Rav gets his din. So his kasha is, if there's this other Svara of Nesra, which is not based on Darkenaya, So why does the Gemara quote the Svara Daganayam, even if that's a true Svara over there, but they should have quoted Rav Svara? Must be. The email said the Rav Gemara Gmirale. In other words, you'll say that we say that in most cases it's not a chisaron darkei nayam, and Rav's din is even without the chisaron darkei nayam, it's because of this Gemara Gemirala. So then the Gemara over there should have like same most of the Rav's.
And just understand. Gemara Gemirala is with darkei nayam, without darkei nayam.
The Gemara Gemirale is the other choice, not Darkei Nayam.
Okay, and Kayach HaPasuk is a third option?
Darkei Nayam. That's how he's reading. That's the reading of the piece. He says, Araya, the Iker time, the Rav, we crop the Darkei Nayam. Why? Because it's a Gemara later, as I, it says it's not Darkei Nayam. The emails of the Rav Gemara Gemirale, this is the side that he's shrugging up. He's shrugging up the side that it's not Darkei Nayam. If you're going to say, like the my Havamita, that is Gemara Gemirale, below me, Kach HaPasuk, and it's not coming from the Pasuk of Darkei Nayam. So then, how come that Gemara did not quote, the Pei Zayin? Why did that Gemara quote Rav? Must be that there is no such thing as Rav. Rav is Darkei Nayam. So when the Gemara quoted, Darkei Nayam, they really were quoting Rav. And if that name goes to the Rav, he's talking about Pasuk. Okay. We should really look up the in the footnotes. He tells you some Mara Mikaimis. So the question is, this is what, so you see from him that when he's describing the other side, that it's not from the Pasuk of Darkei Nayam, he calls it Gemara Gemirala. Now, I don't know what those words Gemara Gemirala mean.
Why is that Gemara any better than Daf Lamed? Daf Lamed doesn't quote Darkei Nayam. He's bringing a riot because that Gemara doesn't use Rav, but this Gemara does use. Which one is better? How do we know which one starts what?
He's saying, he wants to say that Rav and Darkei Nayam are Hainu Hach. So then it's no steer. The Gemara quotes Darkei Nayam. They don't quote Rav. Here they quote Rav, and it's the same thing. It's just, they're both the same thing.
But coincidentally, used two separate things. I thought we don't have coincidences that they stopped used two separate things and never mentioned anything.
If Rav got his din from Darkei Nayam, so Rav here is saying the din, and over there they're saying the source of Rav's din. They mean the same thing. But you see from his lashon that when he's describing the other side, not like the Ri, that Darkei Nayam is not learned from. That Nestra is not learned from Darkei Nayam, he calls it Gemara Gmirale below Mikoach HaPasuk. Now, if it's a different Pasuk, if it's like I thought that Rav is making some kind of drasha of Yavama Yavo Aleha, it's also Mikoach HaPasuk. It's just a question of which Pasuk. So the language.
It's Mikoach Pasuk, it's not Mikoach HaPasuk. He's saying, you know, if it's not Mikoach this Pasuk, he's using a hair idea.
The emails of the Rav Gemara Gemirala below Mikaya HaPasuk.
HaPasuk, the Pasuk that he's referring to.
Rebbe himself said the Pasuk he's referring to is Darkei Nayam.
Okay, but you know Mikaya HaPasuk. I mean, it's a little
like why?
What?
You should have said if Rav is pasuk acher.
No, we pasuk acher. Like why? And Rav is also like why is this?
Or just say v'leimikach pasuk. Leimikach pasuk would leave it open to another pasuk. But ha pasuk, yeah, I don't know how much you're medayik in those things, but.
And what does also the word Gemara Gemirala? Those words.
That could be halacha Moshe Mesina. It could be a reference to the Gemara. It has a different source.
That's a Masorah without Masorah without lineage.
What?
It's a Masorah without the lineage.
That's what Aaron was saying yesterday. The words, those was Aaron, you know, Rabbi may want to know what Aaron, but the two rayas that Aaron had is, first of all, the Gemara Gemirata sounds like it's just halacha Moshe Sinai. It's a Gemara, it's a Masorah. And the fact that it's below Mikaya Pasuk, so that where Sandy's disagreeing, but the time it sounds like that the that this is not from a pasuk.
There's a difference between halacha Moshe Mitzinai and a Masorah without a lineage. I mean, it could be they're qualitatively the same, but Lamaisa halacha Moshe Mitzinai means it's actually a Masorah that was what Moshe Rabbeinu was told specifically. A Masorah just means maybe it was somewhere it was learned out, maybe, but we don't know where it comes from.
It sounds a little funny that we Chazal didn't know. Usually we assume that Chazal knew everything.
But it wasn't, Chazal didn't, the Chazal or Rav, for that matter, did not necessarily know who learned it from what, how it was learned. Usually it's quoting a Brisa, a Mishnah, or earlier a Moro, or something like that. But if it came down by Masorah and he didn't know how it was brought there, so it's a Gemara Gemirila.
And I'm not so crazy about that, because what you're basically saying is someone that they don't know where it comes from.
The Gemara in Baba Kama has a Lashon over there. It says by David HaMelech that David HaMelech said over halacha, but he didn't quote the person that taught it to him. So the Gemara says, so who did he say it from? So he says, Damrinu Mishmei de Gemara.
Okay, but it doesn't mean that he
and
didn't
Rashi
understand.
Says over there, it means he said it stam in the name of Gemara, in the name okay. of Masorah.
But it's very likely that he knew what the source is. But to say that, you know, that we, you know, we do that with him. I heard from my rabbi, I have no idea what he meant, where he got it from. But we don't assume that the Gemara does that. And I don't think that's pshat in the case by David. Just he's quoting it, but he probably understood it. And if it is pshat, that pshat of there, it's okay. So, like, you know, we say lightning doesn't strike twice. If it's one case, it's a funny Gemara. Okay.
Well, what if it would be a case where it's not a big deal to wait? Every time it's Nesra, it has to be where it's Mamish, whatever I'm saying. It's not, it's not so bad.
You can't ask the Kasha, because Tosfos definitely says, and the Rabbeinu parents, that Nesra comes from Darchecha Darkeinayim. So you can't argue with them. We're only clearing, the only question we're clearing about is that in Tosfos is Havamina, or his first Teres, not his Havamina, his Havamina, first Teres, that he didn't know Drachecha Darkeinayim, where did he think that it came from? But you can't shlug up Darkeinayim, that Rishayim say it.
No, but he used the Lashon, he also derived Gemara Gemirula, it should have used that better than using Darkeinayim, right?
If there was such a Gemara Gemirula, then you should use that instead of Darkeinayim.
How do I know which one is better? That's what I'm saying. I just don't understand why that one is better than this one. Maybe this one is better. I don't know.
Because Darkeinayim doesn't necessarily, like that you group is saying, because that's, you have to apply it. You have to use your seichel. You have to, there's a Gemara, Messiah. I think Messiah, and the time is, I mean, with Messiah, when there's no problem with Darkeinayim. So that's a more encompassing. Right, the side of the of his suffix was that even though by Nida there's no Darkeinayim, there's some din of Nesra. So that because there's a Gemara Gemirula, so that means that the Gemara Gemirula is a more encompassing din Nesra. It's more partial. There's a Gemara Gemirula that even though there's no Darkeinayim, we say Nesra. So the Gemara should have just used at the most more encompassing din.
Rabbi, how does it work with the Rush brings down the case as far as chalitza on a muberes? What happens if the wife is muberes and then she has the vlad isn't born? Does he fall to yibum then 2 months after the guy died?
Yes, that's just like an amine. After the child dies, this is the child, if she miscarriages, so then there's a Zika. Yes.
When did the Zika start? Did the Zika really start when he died, or did Zika start when the...
The Zika started when he died. She was also the shook. Yes, and I don't know. The Gemara says you have the Gemara there that you have to wait.
Okay, so then what? How do we understand Nesra over there?
It's not Nesra. There is no Nesra over there.
It's not Nesra. It's really
no Nesra. She
that's what Chaim Moses Kasha
said. When the child's born, there is no she's mutter. When the child miscarriage, then she's mutter.
That's Chaim Moses' famous kasha.
What's his famous kasha?
That's the famous kasha. Is that what that we should see that we see over there that she's not mutter and you have to be ayin alav. So therefore, we should see say Nesra.
Why don't we say Nesra over there?
Yeah, that's his famous kasha.
Okay. Anyway, Prussian shot
is. My point of bringing in is that he's such a famous
because it's not an iser erva. It's not a, I mean, Tosfos says the only, these Tosfos is first starts, if we only say Nesra by Isser Kroivim.
If he lives with her at that period while she's pregnant, there's no Eshesach?
That's, you have to learn the Gemara. That's a
machlokes. I'm Rabbi saying there's no Erev, but the question is,
is there Eshesach? No, he's saying the machlokes, Rabbi Yechon, Rishlokesh over there.
Okay, but I'm saying on this side that there is a Eshesach, so then the kasher of Nesra, no?
It's a different Eshesach is not an erva, don't you? We know that.
But there's no mitzvah right now.
Okay, there is a mitzvah for later. Okay, I don't know. It's a Zika. Okay, anyway, so the question is...
But it's not a problem of Duchad Darchinom over there, is my point. That's my point I'm getting at, is that you don't say... So a nida is pachi. A nida is chora is less time usually than a pregnant woman. Okay. Most cases.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know why over there is no problem of drachev adarke neim. Okay, I don't
say, know. So the nida for sure should be better than.
Okay, I don't know. No, there, but I'm not.
Rush was brought it in because Rush was trying to say that the chalitza of Nida works, even though chalitza Muberis doesn't work.
Okay, I'm not ready to start learning Bikias. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. Anyway,
so, for our sugi, Rabbi. So what did Tysus know with the first kasha and the second kasha? Where did Tysus think the source was?
We are. So the question is, what does Gemara and Gemira mean? So the assumption that Aaron was saying yesterday, Pashtis, he's right, is the Gemara Gmirene means it's a Messiah. And it's below Mikach HaPasik, which also fits in. So that, unless you do Sandy, he's Daichik, but not so terrible, but okay. The HaPasik. That so it sounds like from the Abenu parents that the Tzad, before Tysus is Mechanej, that it's from Drachel Adarke Nayan, is that it was a Messiah. So if you say that, so then the question that I asked yesterday is not a question. My question yesterday is, why doesn't Tyfus explain in his answer why the reason that Aaron is Havamina does not exist? The answer is because his Havamina didn't have a reason. You know, there's a Messiah, that's a din. Again, and once you say it's because of Darkei Nayim, then that's the child of the Messiah. You know, there's he didn't. Yeah, in other words, if the way I thought that Tzivos and Havamina learned it from a pasuk deraisa. So then, in his answer, he has to explain what happened to that pasuk. Not saying that pshat of that pasuk is Darkei Nayim. That's not Mashman Tzivos. And that's why I said it. So it would be like Darish time at the Krah, and it doesn't sound like he's doing that. He's not saying Shayan the Pasik. Doesn't sound that way in his answer. But if you say that he learned Shayan and Rav, Rav was just making a statement that we know the halacha is like this. There's a Messiah. Fine. So in his harmony, he thought it was the Messiah, and that's where it comes from. And the answer is the Messiah is.
But if he taught the Messiah, what does the Messiah have to do with Achasisha? The Messiah is only said by Achasisha? There's a Messiah that says Nesra. I have a kasha. I have Nida. Should be in Messiah.
She'ein ani karba. Didn't just say achas ishto.
So what does Taisa get bothered by achas ishto? Why does Taisa get bothered by achas ishto?
Ma'amin. Kol yavama she'ein ani karba. So he didn't just limit it to achas ishto.
So why did Taisa need achas ishto to ask his kasha? Why didn't Taisa just ask a kasha and just say, I need a yavim mesayra?
I can't answer that question because that question is not a question. And that seems to be what that's Parshat Shad and Taisus. I can't, sometimes you can't help things. No, you're asking a question. He's not asking Kasha. Why is Taisus picking on Achas Isha? He should have gone to Daf Lamed. He should have said the Gemara, he shouldn't be asking his Mishnah on Daf Bay. He should go to Daf Lamed. Daf Lamed, it says Nesra. And over there, he should ask, why does it need to have Nesra?
It was very good before, because Rebbe said it very good. Rebbe said, because before we thought it's a pasuk and it's a din aleha, and that's where you get Nesra from, and that's a raya, so that's why you had to go
I'm
there.
I'm not saying to say that Taiva thought it was from aleha, so I don't think so. That would be, that's not mashma. So I don't know. Zetman the fun is not a gasha, that he's going on. He read the Mishnah. Taiva is asked the first place he gets the kasha. He reads the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Achos Ishto. Achos Ishto works through the system of Nesra. So we ask the Kasha over here right away. Oh, I see the din of Nesra. Why doesn't it apply to Nida? He doesn't want to wait till Daf Lamed. He wants to ask the Kasha right away. So Achos Ishto is a code word for Nesra. Because how does Achos Ishto work? It only works through the system of Nesra. Otherwise, you'd have to, when your wife dies, you should be zakek. So he tells us, Taivis ain't a chinami. He could have asked on Daf Lamed, but he jumped the gun. He asked it on Daf Beis. But anyway, so that's what Aaron said, that you see that Mashma from the Rabbeinu Peretz, that it's a Gemara Gmira, right? That the Hamina was, that's halacha Moshe, that it's some kind of Messiah, just a Messiah. So then my question of yesterday is not a good question, because there is no real source. So then when you come along and you say there's a reason, okay, so that explains the Messiah. So you don't have to explain why. What do you do with the Messiah? The Messiah is because of Dark and Nayan. Right? Well, anyway, so I photocopied, if you see on the same sheet, you people, it's two pages. The Sefer Halichas Olam. Who is Halichas Olam? Anyone know? Halichas Olam is a Rishon who wrote a Sefer in Klalei Hashas. And on the Halichas Olam, there's a parish called Klalei HaGemara. Klalei HaGemara, I think, is written by the Beis Yosef. I'm pretty sure. No? Is that right? I think so. It's a pretty, pretty chush of a sefer. That the Beis Yosef, yes, based from the Beis Yosef. People don't know all the swear the Beis Yosef wrote. The Beis Yosef, famous Rabbi Yosef Cairo, that all this far in the Maran, right? So he wrote, besides, we have the Shulchan Aruch and the Beis Yosef and the Kesef Mishnah, and there's also some Shaar Teshuvos. And now there's another Sefer he wrote. He wrote a parish or footnotes on this Rishon of Halichas Olam. So he must be a pretty Chasher Rishon. Anyway, so look at this, and he says here.
Rebbe's learning out that he's a Chasher Rishon because of the fact that the Rav Yosef Cairo wrote a pirush on him?
Yes.
Pretty is good. There such a thing as a not Chasher Rishon?
Yeah, okay. No.
Yeah, there are not every rabbi who lived in 1370 automatically was like, you know, not Krum. There are writings you can look at, like the Cairo Geniza, and there are like, you know, stuff from other people or lived in that time that never like gained traction in the Masorah, so presumably that was for a reason.
Yeah.
But okay. They didn't, you know, we didn't hold of them so much.
Yeah, could be. Okay, anyway. Let's see what he says. Ain done in Kavachomer mehalacha. That you don't make a Kavachomer from halacha. What's halacha? Period mehalacha Moshe Sinai. You know, you can't make a Kavachomer from halacha Sinai. If it's not in the head, you've been nozer. Perek Shlosha Minim. Okay, I don't have the Bikiyas. I take his word from it. Then the Bikuhu Adin. The Shar Midah Shoshal Shetray Midah Salach and Moshe Misina. Oh, Adin. The Shar Midah Shoshal Shetray Midos. I think he means that we don't say it on Halacha Moshe Misinai. Maybe there's like a word missing.
One of those is Kal V'chomer, isn't it?
Yes. Is that right? That's for Huadin. It's not only Kal V'chomer. Huadin Shar Midas, Shal Shoshu Train Midas. Yeah. V'chi Agma in the Moshe. Maybe Halacha Moshe, you know, when it was taught to Moshe, the Shoshu Train Midas, our pasuk is the Agme, to know our halacha. So he's saying, sounds like he's saying pretty clearly, that if you have a halacha Moshe Misinai, you cannot use the Shalosh Esrei Midas Shatara Nidreshes to stretch it. In the Torah, we use Hekesh, whatever, all the Yud Gimel Midos, but we have a halacha in the Torah. And then we extend it through the Yud Gimel Midas. But if you have a halacha Moshe Misina, you don't extend it. And that's what it sounds like you're saying. No, but the Agre, the Moshe, when we were taught to Moshe the Yud Gimel Midas, I made a mistake. I misread it. For then Shar Midas, Shoshu Shetray Midas, which those are also halacha Moshe Misina, you don't use them on a halacha Moshe Misina. Why? Because the Agre, the Moshe, when Moshe was taught these Yud Gimel Midas, our pasuk of the Agre was only taught on a pasuk, no halacha. So why is this relevant? Me or why mean, this is relevant?
Well, this, you could be mafrach though.
Because the Rush said, right? The Rush says the Rush brings our time. This is Kasha. That why doesn't Nida have a din nesra? And what does he answer?
Layafinan.
What?
The layafinan.
The shayach lemeida Nida meachlos isha. The lo davya. So it sounds like his kasha was, why don't we learn out Nida from achlos isha? And his answer is because you can't learn because there's a pircha. Because this is these are Arayas of Korva. But according to the Aaron, if Aaron Herzberg is right, assuming that this Halichas Olam is universal, then it doesn't make sense. Because if the Rosh's whole kasha was, why don't you learn out Nida from Achas Isha? Terence is a Pircha. I have a much simpler answer. Achas Isha is a. Is a halacha Moshe Misina? It's like a halacha Gemiri.
She is in the pasuk that the
Rabbeinu Peretz means is Gemara Gemiri and not a pasuk. Which means I think
it's not halacha Moshe Misina. It just means we don't know what the source.
I'm not ready to accept that because then I don't believe
what kind of answer is it that we learn now from a pasuk? Either we have halacha Moshe Misina, or we don't have halacha Moshe Misina.
Well, no, that already the Rishonim to be debating it. They don't Rishonim don't have a clear Messiah. Whether there's halacha Moshe Misinai. But to say that the Gemara didn't know what the source is, and the Gemara was, I don't think, we do not say that the Gemara didn't know. You know, there's a very, very rare, I'm sorry to say the Gemara doesn't know something. To say that we aren't sure if Shad in the Gemara, that all the time, the Machlek is Rishonim, if Shad in the Gemara.
What's Rabbi's Vishpama in Taisvis? In Taisvis, the Taisvis has a Kasha and a Teretz. What's the simple movement over there? Rabbi, sounds like Rabbi's happy with that, right? The Kasha was that Taisvis had a Havamina, that it was halacha l'maisha
b'sinai. Titus doesn't necessarily doesn't use the words that the shayach l'meilev.
No, but before meilev, just stop. If
okay, so if I didn't have the rush, I would have said that the Titus said that there's a messiah of there was a messiah
by everything.
Titus thought the messiah applied everywhere, and Titus answers that the messiah, when it was set over, was set over with a limitation that it has to be an Isser Erva Karva, which is not so crazy because we know the whole din of Alaha Mitzvah is only by Karva. So he's just modifying the Messiah. So Rav went ahead on that Lamed and sounded like he's making a universal statement. Kol Yavama Shein HaMikarva Yavama Yavala is Nasra. And Titus and his homie, and assuming like Aaron Herzog has thought that it's that there's some Gemara Gmirade that anytime you're Osir, for any which reason, you're Nesra Lamas. And for Titus, no. The Messiah that Rav had did not apply.
So if Titus has any Svara Lachalik, if Titus has any Svara Lachalik, he's allowed to say, and therefore, There was a memo sent out that he didn't know about then really,
Okay. But I don't know if any Svar Lachalik. The Svar Lachalik may have to be a decent good Svar. And this is a good Svar. It's a Karva, whatever the way the Reforshim explained, because we do find that Alaha Mitzvah is also based on Isser Karva. There's something about Isser Karva and this Mesechta that does make for a difference. The Arayas, Shemeshus Rei Arayas. The Arayas are Isser Karva. So, okay, so there's not like Stami made up, but he's saying, if I would have read Taisvis, Taisvis is simply saying that, that even though there's Alokha Moshmi Sinai, it has come with a limitation. There's a logical limitation. It's not an illogical limitation. To say that it's only when it's green and not blue, that would be a very illogical limitation.
So Rebbe's basically saying painting the Rush into the corner by saying it can't be that the Rush's Havmina was that it was a Halacha Moshe Mesinai.
I'm not saying it can't be. I'm asking a question. I'm saying if the Rush agrees to Alichas Aynam, maybe the Rush argued with Alichas Aynam.
I'm not going to make a Mechalich Shas out of this.
The Rush agreed with Alichas Aynam. No one here on this in this Sefer, I'm not the biggest bucky, but no one says that there's anyone that disagrees. The Beis Yosef says, "Gain cause of acquiesces." That's also a reason.
Is there a hukshu arayas lahadadi? Are all the arayas hukshu lazeloza?
Yeah, that is
such a thing. If hukshu arayas lazeloza.
So by hekish, he says here in the footnote that might not apply by a hekish.
Which
footnote
62. But he says it's not true. He says the tirus. The ainim of Yisham keep al karcha kikisha kadar malchayim ain hekesh amachso.
I thought he was saying, therefore, it is true according to that Shita.
No, he's saying, first he has a catch. We see that the Gemara makes a, let's read it together. Sefer Kufi Halach, I don't know who that is. Shere Inyan Hekesh Lecharet Tony Memachlaikas. In other words, there seems to be a Machlaikas if we learn out Sefer Torah from Tfilin. And I, it's a Halach Hamosh Misinai. So that means there's a Machlaikas whether you learn out a hekesh by Lachem Moshe Mesinai. And Tirish, but that's not true. It's not a machlokes. Everybody agreed that normally we would not learn out a hekesh from Lachem Moshe Mesinai. And over there, and there it's an exception because Bal Korach and Kishrei called it Ram Acherin. And there's a special Svar Vein Hekesh Namachsa. Okay. So,
Arayas talks to Lahadadi. So then, Ein Hekesh Lemechtza.
I don't know. Nida's in the Arayas Hukshar Dadi. Nida is Gufa. Okay, I don't know.
That's the other
guy. Then the Rashi's answer would be the Rashi's using the Hekesh of Arayis. The Rashi is saying you can't learn. He's not using the Hekesh. Again, then if the Rashi was using the Hekesh, so then he wouldn't have his, he wouldn't have an answer.
What did the Rashi mean? Just a binyan of?
Yeah, the Rashi, if you're using a Hekesh, then you can't say that this is so, if this is back, if it's really in the Hekesh, it's in the Hekesh. The Rashi is coming with a Pircha. He's saying, he wants to learn Stav Nida from Achos Isha. He says, you can't learn because there's a Pircha. They don't damn you.
No, that's putting it into the parsha of Arias. He wants to put a dafka into parsha. He'll call Adadi, and he's saying it's goofy, should be in that parsha. He's not trying whatever that's going to be. Just no, it's hookish to everything. It's hookish to that as well.
No shayach lemeile neither me'achos isha. Doesn't, I don't know. It doesn't sound like he's saying I'll say hekesh. The hekesha of hekesh rabbeinu yaina.
I don't understand how can we say that Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz is creating a halachah Moshe Mitzrayim that we don't see in the Gemara.
Creating. There's a Gemara. There's a statement. Rav makes a statement on Daf Lamed that ever did. Now Rav doesn't give a source for his did. So now we, as a bunch of Amoraim, but it's not just us. It could be in a sense it's even Tysus, don't know where Rav got his din from. So there are three choices. Tysus himself obviously wasn't sure where Rav got his din from. So the re comes along is Mechadesh that Rav got his din from Trachal Darkei Naya, from a pasuk in Mishlei.
Okay.
That means that Rav was ambiguous. Rav didn't tell us his source. Now we
Rav thought, doesn't say there's halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. How can we create one?
So we thought that Tavis and his Havamina must have had a different source. But the Rabbeinu Peretz is mashma, that no, there is no other source besides Rechav HaTarkidayim. And therefore, if Tavis and his Havamina, when he didn't hold it a source of Rechav HaTarkidayim, and there is no other source, so Tavis was stuck, so to speak, in saying that Rav must be telling us Gemara Gmirinei. So in other words, we're so Tavis is Mesupik. Rav comes along and says a din without any source. So where does Rav get this from? So he has two choices. Either
so he doesn't know there's a, one second. Source. He doesn't know that there's a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim.
Right, he doesn't know.
It must be.
But it's just from out of duress. Since the only choice is that, you know,
he must have known it was a possibility.
What? No, it's Havamina. He didn't think
it must only come from Drachah Darchinon. Does that mean he didn't know in the Havamina it was possible as Drachah Darchinon?
Yes. Pashup Shad is, and it's Havamina, he thinks that you can't use Drachah Darchinon either, like the guy's tainted, or maybe you tainted, I don't remember who was tainting, that it's not such a terrible thing to have her wait, a certain amount of time, and and who says it's a chisar drachah darkei nayam, and drachah darkei nayam is only a pasuk in Navi, and it's a pretty radical thing that you take a pasuk in Navi and you apply it to the Torah, and you have to apply it even when she's going to get, you know, the typist applies it to Katan, which is even though the Katan's going to get older, you know, they're it's not so precious.
So we're going to build a house of cards here. We're going to say, therefore, the Rush must also hold that it's a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. So then how does the Rush come along and say that
we don't want to make another machlokes? In other words, if the Rabbeinu Pashup Shat, Taifas, all the Rishayim had the same Havamina. That's the Pashtas. The Taifas and the Rosh had the same Havamina. They give the same first answer, seemingly, also.
The fact that the Rosh is not giving the second answer implies that maybe his question was different than the Tosas. He really thought there was a Pasuk, and he's only giving the answer of a Chiluk. Tosas Tosas, because he did not think there was a pasuk, it's only a Gemara Gemira law, he's able to give the two answers. The Rosh was not able to give the answer of Drachei Adachanam. And I think there are those who try to learn that the Rosh is asking totally different than Tosas.
Wow.
I think Reb Nachum, I didn't see it for whatever, I saw it only at the beginning of the sugya, learns the Tosas as a different, the Rosh as a different question.
What makes him a different question?
I think that Gwada, that Lemela from the, that he does want to learn it 100%, you know, that neither should be exactly like a Chosisha as opposed to Tosas saying we're taking certain things from a Chosisha. I think. I have to look at it again.
Titus doesn't say, the Rosh doesn't say he's being made from a Chosisha as far as Torah Erva and
but what he says, the Tosas Rosh does sound like that. We can't learn it, it's mashma that he wanted to learn from it, to learn from it completely.
Rebbe, I was about to read the Lashon.
The Tosa Rosh is the Lashon of Kedosh Shararayos, which is, sounds like he wants to do a full limud.
The Rosh definitely seems to be talking about Drachei Adachanam.
Yeah, Rebbe, this is what, we're about to quote these. Rebbe has brought it up. The Rosh
says the fact that he has a Nevis Litvol. He says that if he has a Nevis Litvol, we'll talk at their call Nashem of Muberes Shematele. He's making a chilek between Nida and Muberes, which sounds specifically along the lines of Drachei Adachanam.
The Rosh isn't using Drachei Adachanam.
What's he saying? He says, "Mishum she'ain oil yim dechayni nidah omedes litvol v'latayr k'der kol nashim avum berish amatele." So therefore,
that's a different question. He was asking the way they're learning the Rosh. That's the Rosh is going to a different topic. That there's a din of kol she'ain oil yibim and oil chalitza.
Right.
Now he's saying that this is not called ain oil yibim. Because she can do Yibam later. It's a different topic.
The Tosa Rosh,
says a Lashon. I think Aaron's the same thing. Yesh lemon, the lo yafid and need the meachazisha kamoy sharayis. I mean, the whole world quotes the Tosa Rosh exactly that he wants to do exactly. He wants to learn out like me like sharayis. But
that doesn't say he's talking about Aleha and Itzra.
Well,
Sharayis is
Hekesh, no? Sharayis
is what...
Well, obviously, Kamo Sharayis, just say, Deloy Yafil Nid Me'achosisha, and...
Because Sharayis, we do learn out from...
That means it didn't have a meaning, he wanted to do that.
Sharayis, if you had a Din Nesra by Sharayis, we would learn out.
Right, but that doesn't mean it didn't have a meaning, he wanted to do that.
Okay, I don't know. So you want to say, we're going to make life really interesting, that you're going to say that Kufa... The reason why that the Rosh, I mean, the Rosh had a Mekor, he doesn't tell us what it is, but he learned that it's some kind of Mekor by Achlas Ishto, some Pusik by Achlas Ishto that tells us Nesra, and he learned that the Din Nesra is learned out from Achlas Ishto, and that's why he couldn't give Taisus' second answer, and Taisus obviously, he's not learning it out from Achos Ishto. He never thought you could learn out from Achos Ishto. Okay, maybe. It's a little bit not the pashtus, but okay. Could be. It could be.
Then according to that, there's no halacha moshe v'sinai he's dealing with. It's a drasha.
He wants to say, Sandy wants to say that maybe... he is right. They do point out that not all the Rishonim here are on the same page, because some Rishonim asked Taitus as Kasha as far as popping the Tzara. Yesterday they quoted the Taitus Rishonim, I think, right? You quoted.
Yeah.
He says the popping the Tzara. So there are Rishonim that clearly say Taitus as Kasha as far as during the Tzara. My recollection is the Trumas Hadeshin, and that's what they quote. And our type is Mashma is not learning as far as Tzur Tzara. It doesn't mention anything about Tzur Tzara. It only mentions Nesra. So they do point out that they're not all the Rishonim are on the same, even though they're asking similar questions, they're not exactly the same. So maybe, you know, and it is a little bit chaser though to say that the Rosh had a Mekor. Everyone looks at the Gemara and Daf Lamed. Everyone's scratching their head that Rav doesn't give him a car. And the Rosh, therefore, you're saying, must have thought that it's learned from Aleha somehow and from the Drasha. And therefore, that's what you're basically saying. It's learned from Aleha. And then you have to learn all the other Rayas from it.
1 second. And what's he switching to in the Maskana? He's switching to Drachel, or not? He's not switching?
No, the Rosh never brings in Drachel. No, so you're saying that the Rosh looked at the thought that Rav must be learning it from Alel, because it's a special drasha by Achos Ishto, while the Rabbeinu Peretz never entertained the possibility they learned from Alel. He says his entertained possibility was it was a Gemiri. And then his answer is not Gemiri, it's Bechecha Darkei Naya.
Then our Tosfos could be going like either one.
No, so then it would be nicer, because of what my question, that if Tosfos Hamin it was that it's from Alel, then he should explain why not. And he's not answering the question. But if he was like the Rabbeinu Peretz, then it would be good. Okay, maybe. It's not the worst thing in the world, but it's not the best either. But it's not okay. All right, let's do other. I wanted to do. We get back to that Rav Ochanan of the Siman and Siva. It's a very beautiful chakira. So let's try and do that maybe tomorrow. You know that Rav Ochanan in
Avitaris Siman Vav.
What? Which one? I don't remember.
Avitaris and Siman Vav. That we said.
I can't. I don't remember where it was. Kovitaris, I don't remember where it was.
It's the one beyond the place I was saying.
Yes. It's Vav Aleph. No, is that it?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, not Vav Aleph.
Zion Vav.
Zion Vav? I don't remember. No, that's Zion Vav.
Vav Aleph and yeah. Zion. Aleph Dalad and Zion. Oh, sorry. Aleph Dalad and Vav Aleph.
Okay, so Vav Aleph. Yeah, Vav Aleph. Okay. Yes, Vav Aleph. I want to do Vav Aleph. Okay, so we'll do that probably for tomorrow.
Did Rebbe send those? Yes.
Yes. I wouldn't have it otherwise. It's in the email. I downloaded it and I lifted it up.
Okay. Okay,
Shikayach,
everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Rebbe.